I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.
Another potentially award-winning newscast from our news director, the great Tom Cargo. Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, play-by-play man, and color analyst for life, all wrapped up into one nice, neat package. Glenn Klein for a Tuesday morning. It's 14 minutes until 8 o'clock. Well, 1 week from today, beautiful humans, it's all over but the crying. Election day. And he is running for his old seat. The former senator, perhaps the future senator, joins us on Community Conversation this morning. Good morning, Senator Russ Feingold.
Glenn, how you doing today?
I have no complaints, sir, but thank you for caring enough to ask.
Well, I'm out for a beautiful daybreak walk with my wife, so it's a good way to start the day before hitting the campaign trail.
You've been doing this, running for your old seat, for a couple of years now. What's your level of exhaustion, 1 to 10, 1 week out?
Well, I feel great, to be honest with you. I felt really tired about a month ago, and then my wife suggested that perhaps I could be eating a little better, and that's improved how I feel. I feel terrific. I'm excited. The fact that the early voting is going very well, I think people are ready for a change, and I can feel that. So I feel good. I feel really good physically and mentally.
You're literally walking right now with your wife?
Yeah, can't you tell? It's mist over Pheasant Branch Creek in Middleton, Wisconsin. Gorgeous place right near our home.
What's your wife's name?
Her name is Christine.
Can I say hello to Christine?
Yeah. Hello.
Hello, Mrs. Feingold. This is Glenn Klein from WRJN. How are you?
I'm fine. Yeah, we're out walking, and it's just beautiful. There's a mist over the lower lying parts of this walk. It's just great.
You ready to move back to Washington?
I hope so.
So here's a fact about Christine. She's her great grandfather was born in Racine, and I believe his nickname was Lefty Nelson. And when we told people that, everybody said, like everyone else. Pretty cute Danish immigrant, so she's got Racine roots.
So she's disciplined your diet. What's the over and under, since you've been running for re-election, on the number of brats you've eaten?
Over and under a number of brats, as many as 100, as few as 30.
Oh, I'm taking the over on both those for sure.
that's a pretty safe assumption.
So you got 1 week to go.
That's right.
Now the polls are tight, and obviously with this release of the James Comey decision to reopen the investigation on the Democrats' nominee for president's email situation, things have gotten even tighter. Yesterday, we had your opponent on, Senator Johnson, and I asked him where he felt that the polls were, and then he had some interesting comments to make about your candidacy, and I want to get your take on it.
Well, it's dead even. Harry Reid would not be dropping $2 million here in the last 8 or 9 days of this campaign if they weren't scared. So, again, I think I'm being rewarded by running a pretty positive campaign, and I'm just hoping Wisconsinites recognize all the lies, all the distortions, all of Senator Feingold's class warfare for what it is, desperation, not being able to talk about anything positive, because in 34 years in politics, the guy's literally got nothing to show for it. One high-profile, spectacular failure, campaign finance reform. The rest are just votes on really bad legislation like Obamacare. And by the way, lying to Wisconsinites about that as well, saying you knew it was in the bill, and also saying that, you know, there's nothing in the bill that's going to prevent you from keeping your insurance plan you like. No. Automatically, they eliminated the high-risk pool. That's 20,000 Wisconsinites. He had to know we're going to lose their health care plan. Of course, he also promised premiums are going to be reduced. They haven't been reduced. They're double and triple what they were prior to this disastrous law. So, and then he's got the gall, by the way, to say that people are pretending it's bad. You know, people like Gina Sell, who had to quit her part-time job, start working full-time, stay away from their kids, in order to afford the $8,000 per month increase in her premiums, she's now pretending. So, again, it's a stark contrast. He wants to grow government. He's going to demand more of your hard-earned money. I want to limit government. I want to fix these problems. I want Wisconsinites to keep more of their hard-earned money.
That was Senator Ron Johnson yesterday on WRJN's Community Conversation. We're talking with Senator Russ Feingold. What say you, sir?
I hope everyone heard that and would make the judgment. Did that sound positive to you? That was one of the most negative presentations I've ever heard. And the reality is what's driving Senator Johnson nuts is that we have been very positive, going out to all 72 counties, listening to the people in the state, which he really hasn't done, both last year and this year. And the difference is obvious to people. And I hope he and everybody in the state don't just think that the race is close. I want them to think that we're down by a couple points, because I want people to work like crazy. We feel very good about how this is going to end up, but I do think it'll be close, and I think that's good.
Why is that good?
Because then people work hard.
Oh, you're saying
they
that
take things for granted.
I see. You're saying it's good that they think it's close going into the election.
Well, I think it'd be fine if it ends up being close too. Look, the win's a win, but I've never based my feelings about this on anything other than assuming it's going to be very close. And, that's what I hope people believe going into the last few days.
What about his specific accusations about you lying about Obamacare and about the premiums not going up? What and the specific nature of his attack?
Well, look, the reform bill has done tremendous positive things, such as 20 million people being covered who weren't covered before, which is in the long run going to save a lot of money in the system. People can get on their insurance, keep on insurance without, even if they have a pre-existing condition. People that are between 18 and 26 can stay on their parents' plan. But yeah, we still need to achieve the goal on a bipartisan basis of trying to make sure that people are able to keep their plan. And that hasn't yet been completely achieved. One of the reasons is some of these private companies are getting out of this. And we need to figure out a way to make it affordable for people to come within these private insurance exchanges. One of the ways to do that is to make sure they have the right mix of sort of healthier people and less healthy people. What's happened for some of these companies that are on the exchanges is they're getting a mix of people that are less healthy, and that's making it hard for them to make a profit. And they do need to make some profit here. So if I'm elected, I'll work on a bipartisan basis to achieve that. Senator Johnson, of course, won't. He's obsessed with completely repealing the law and getting rid of everything good that it has done. And that's not the way to go. People need bipartisanship to make this more affordable. And I, of course, will work that way, as I always have in the past.
But when you guys said that you could keep your doctor, you could keep your insurance company, that premiums were going down, obviously President Obama made a huge point of those points when pitching the Affordable Care Act. Was he just lying or was he wrong?
No, I think that was exactly what he believed would happen based on what people had advised him. And certainly that is a goal that has to be achieved. Now, of course, there were other things that were said about the bill that were complete lies, such as that there were death panels and that people's personal finances could be looked at all the time. Those things proved to be complete lies in the direct sense. In fact, they're indisputable lies. So what we have to look at this is an opportunity to improve it in the future and make it more affordable. We have to get these deductibles down. They're way too high. By the way, of course, this is what led to the bill in the first place. The deductibles were so high and premiums were high with private insurance, people were crying for some kind of change. And so there has been some kind of change, but there needs to be more. And you're not going to do it by blowing it all up, as Senator Johnson wants to do, by filing lawsuits against you, which he did, which were immediately thrown out of court in Green Bay and Chicago, a complete waste of the taxpayers' money. So that's the difference. One of us is going to work to achieve it, and one of us isn't. And you'll notice this coming up in the endorsements that have come from the newspapers. So far, the Kenosha News and the Wisconsin State Journal and the Capital Times have all endorsed me, saying that I'm much more likely to work on a bipartisan basis than Senator Johnson.
He is Senator Russ Feingold. He's running for his old seat. It's 1 week out. He's on his morning constitutional with the missus this morning. You got a good schvitz going yet?
It's pretty good. It's going to be 70 today. Do you expect to get a schvitz on November 1st?
I love me some global warming, Senator. I tell you that right now.
All right, man. Good talking to you.
All right. There he goes, Senator Russ Feingold. Well, one thing about Donald J. Trump running, he has completely eliminated the moratorium on calling your opponent a liar.